Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
We're going to kick off the podcast with just a brief reading from a little work of fiction that many of you, if you're like me, you were forced to read at some point and maybe didn't enjoy it. Or maybe you got to, you had the opportunity to read it later when you could enjoy it and appreciate the many values of the text. But here's just a little bit from the novel The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. The dawn came, but no day. In the gray sky, a red sun appeared, a dim red circle that gave a little light like dusk. And as that day advanced, the dusk slipped back toward darkness, and the wind cried and whimpered over the fallen corn. Men and women huddled in their houses, and they tied handkerchiefs over their noses, and they went out and wore goggles to protect their eyes. When the night came again, it was black night, for the stars could not pierce the dust to get down, and the window lights could not even spread beyond their own yards. Now the dust was evenly mixed with the air, and the emulsion of dust and air. Houses were shut tight, and cloth wedged around doors and windows, but the dust came in so thinly that it could not be seen in the air, and it settled like pollen on the chairs and tables, on the dishes. The people brushed it from their shoulders. Little lines of dust lay at the door sills. And it goes on like that.
Yeah.
but I,
it's a bleak existence.
It is a bleak existence, and Steinbeck captures it so beautifully on the page. And since we are in this podcast discussing, some of the science behind the Dust Bowl of the Great Depression and the measures that were used, then and now to counter these traumatic ecological effects, it seemed fitting to kick it off with that.
Yeah, which was, of course, the Dust Bowl is the backdrop for the Grapes of Wrath. And what we're talking about is a time period between 1931 and 1939. Mm-hmm. So a good 8 years of this sort of existence of drought and winds and clouds of dust that just plagued people.
And it just must have seemed like the end of the world. For many people, it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, and the other part of this is that the Great Depression was going on.
Right.
So these were good field times, halcyon days. Not at all.
Yeah. Now, the roots of it kind of stretch back, of course. The roots of any bad time are always go back into more prosperous eras.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back to the late 19th century. You have pioneers that moved into the semi-arid Midwestern Southern Plains of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They're enjoying some prosperous years in there. They're planting, they're harvesting. It's going well. But then a recession sets in following the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers need to up their profits, right? So they need to up their production. So they turn to the machines.
The machines.
And not so much robot overlords or anything, but rather mechanized farming techniques.
Mm-hmm.
They bought plows and other farming equipment. And between 1925 and 1930, more than 5 million acres of previously unfarmed land went under the plow. And so they were getting record crops in like 1931.
Yeah, which was great. But mm-hmm. what also led to overproduction, right? So
right.
the supply and demand was way off.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a result, you had a bunch of wheat that was overproduced with the Great Depression.
Right.
And that led to severely reduced market prices.
Yeah, there's too much wheat and there's not as much money to buy it with anymore. So,
right.
So what are farmers going to do? They're going to try and earn back their production cost by planting more wheat, expanding their fields even more in an effort to get blood out of that stone.
Yeah. But the problem here is that wheat is not so great in a drought. In fact, the natural drought-resistant grasses are best, but unfortunately a lot of those were peeled away with the plowing, and the wheat, again, was placed in there. And also any unused fields were also left bare.
Right.
So what do you see happening here? You see a lot of dust.
Right. And plus plow-based farming, it tills the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So the fertile topsoil that's so essential to anything growing out there, it gets it's literally turned up into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
The wind it's turned up by the plow, the wind catches it and it blows away. So the ground becomes less nurturing to anything you're trying to grow in it, and it becomes even more susceptible to drought.
Right. And then, of course, in 1932, what they saw happen, again, this began in 1931, but in 1932, that's really when the drought set in and the
yeah.
rain stopped.
High temperatures, the sun's just baking everything.
Yeah. In just one year, there were 14 dust storms reported. Of course, these were known as the Black Blizzards. And the number actually increased to nearly 40.
Right. And you should, I'll make sure that I include some sort of a historic photograph on the blog post that accompanies this,
mm-hmm.
this episode. But, if you do just a Google image search for photos, Dust Bowl,
mm-hmm.
You will see some of these just really apocalyptic looking images of just stuff right out of, the Grapes of Wrath, you know, these thin farmers and their families standing
mm-hmm.
there and on the horizon, just dark billowing dust clouds.
Yeah, because what we're talking about just by the end of 1934, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of years into this, 35 million acres of farmland ruined and the topsoil covering 100 million acres blown away.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, the region, again, as you talked about, was the Southern Great Plains, but, and really in particular, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, and Colorado were affected pretty greatly.
Yeah. So what happens? I mean, the ramifications of this, you have farmers losing their land.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stay. They can't pay for it. They're having to flee elsewhere to find work. They're going to California and try and find, migrant labor jobs.
If you've ever heard the term Okie.
That's what it's from.
That's
right?
A pejorative yeah. term, yeah, referring to people who, you know, you could have come from Kansas, but you might have been called an Okie after Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
if you showed up in California, mainly because there were only so many jobs available in California. And of course, all the people coming in from the Great Plains really just made all the people in California pretty upset.
Yeah, there's a lot of animosity between the native Californians and the foreign workers in their midst.
Exacerbated again by the economic conditions.
So what really fascinates about all this is that, I mean, you have this, this ecological disaster that occurs,
mm-hmm.
Due to, in large part to mechanized agriculture. Humans remake their world in attempt to better feed themselves and to better supply the standard of living they've become accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, they almost create a desert in the middle of the United States. Luckily, people realized what was happening, you know, and then they were like, well, let's fight this. Let's solve this problem before it gets any worse. because it was already pretty bad. So it's interesting to look at these, at some of the steps that they took to fight the Dust Bowl, mm-hmm. to fix what had been broken.
And that's what I think is so fascinating about this, because it really is this large-scaled effort by the government to, mm-hmm. to come in and try to reverse nature.
Right.
Well, actually, we shouldn't, the anti-nature, I suppose you could say.
Well, to sort of take a more modern and futurist way of looking at it, mm-hmm. it's kind of like when you look at examples of climate change, mm-hmm. and people looking at the way that humans have remade the climate of the planet, and then trying to fix it, sometimes with crazy schemes that also tinker with the environment, like the idea of putting a whole bunch of mirrors in orbit, or mm-hmm. essentially setting off volcanoes. I mean, there are a whole list of different crazy
seed clouding,
uh-huh. various geoengineering techniques that have been proposed over the years, mm-hmm. where it comes off like the water in the tub is too cold, so let's add some hot,
mm-hmm.
and then you can imagine a situation where the water in the tub is too hot, so let's add some cold. Eventually, does the tub overflow? I don't know.
Yeah, when we talk about seed cloudy, we're talking actually about munitions shot up in the air, particularly during or right before the Olympics in Beijing.
Right.
And they were doing that because they were trying to get actual rainfall to come down to clear some of the pollutants mm-hmm. in that city. So that's one of the things we're talking about when we're talking about engineering your environment.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about how FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, actually created something called the Shelter Belt Project.
But, of course, there were other steps that were taken on a more economic level. Mm-hmm. Various stuff with the New Deal, Civil Conservation Corps that came in to created all these new jobs, and people were going around planting trees and digging ditches and building mm-hmm. reservoirs. But the part that really interested us was were some of these things, such as the shelter belts,
right?
Which again, imagine the situation here: you've tinkered with the natural environment, you've taken the landscape and changed it into wheat fields.
Mm-hmm.
And your problem here is that wind is just sweeping across with all this dust. So you want to somehow break that wind.
Right.
No.
break it with trees, not
yes.
with flatulence.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You want to break up the wind. You want to, you want to build a wall against the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And what is nature's wall against wind?
Trees.
In many cases, it is trees.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of these shelter belts is to plant rows of trees beside fields to slow the wind and reduce wind erosion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that wouldn't be the only thing. There was also this push for no-till farming, so that you're not taking your precious topsoil mm-hmm. and turning it up and letting the wind take it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also strip cropping. There was another technique which was, you've seen pictures of this. I had seen pictures of this and didn't really realize what I was looking at till now. And this is where you have a strip of crops planted, and mm-hmm. there's a strip of dirt, and some crops planted, and a strip of dirt. And from in an aerial view, especially, it looks very beautiful. It's like, hey, there's a pattern there across the fields. You've probably seen it if you've had any kind of flights mm-hmm. Across the states. But the idea here is you're going to use this section, and you're going to let this section of soil replenish itself.
Right.
And then the next year, the strips that are crops will be dirt, and the strips that are dirt will be crops.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product, and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
But the shelter belt, how did this play out? What was the original idea?
Well, I mean, this idea was pretty huge. It was a project that was estimated to cost $75 million over a period of 12 years. And, you know, of course, funding disputes arose. FDR had to transfer the program from the Civilian Conservation Corps to the WPA, where the project was a little bit more hamstrung. So what they were talking about is replacing farmland with forest. And that, of course, did not go over well with all the farmers.
Right. Yeah, they were talking about forest-like structures that mimic natural conditions. Basically, walls made out of forest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, this side argues about it. This side brings up some concerns. And the finished product is somewhat diminished from the original design.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, on a lot of the land that was supposed to be used kind of got attenuated to the point where, you know, some of the original plan was like halved the amount of land that was actually mm-hmm. able to be planted. Also, what was planted was very different from the original plan. You know, conifers were something that they thought would do well in some areas, but politics and economics forced them to instead rely on cottonwoods. And the reason why they planted cottonwoods is because they grew pretty quickly and they were a much more flashy, obvious sign that there was a plan in place and
right.
being cultivated. And people were really kind of antsy about this. Again, remember, it's the Great Depression. You know, people are in dire circumstances. They don't want to wait 12 years to see this plan come to fruition.
Right. And you have politicians involved in this that are very concerned with not only the act of helping, but the mm-hmm. perceived act of helping. So.
Right, right. But it's a huge effort, right? Because
yeah.
you have to get everybody on board with it. You have to get the farmers. You have to get the politicians. You have to get the public. And, of course, it's just always a problem when you try to get a bunch of people in a room to agree on something.
So was it successful? Well, on one hand,
No, they weren't able to completely
reverse the effects.
Yeah. About 90% of the 450 million hectares of arid land in North America still suffers from moderate to severe desertification.
Mm-hmm. But they did say that it reduced it by 65%, the amount of soil blowing around. So
yeah,
definitely
a success when you look at it from that view.
Yeah. And of course, this is one of those things when you step back historically, it looks like much more of a success than at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some farming practices came out of it that were really beneficial that are still being used today.
Right.
All right. We are going to talk about Stalin and why he let a quack biologist create his own sort of Great Stalin Plan for the Transformation of Nature. That's the actual name of that.
The Great Stalin Plan for the Transformation of Nature.
I love that.
It's so beautifully Soviet, you know?
It is. It's we will bend nature to our will beginning now.
Yeah, it was. This takes us back to October 1948. Soviet government announces that what was actually the world's first state-centered program to reverse human-induced climate change. They were going to construct 5.7 million hectares of forest in the Russian south. Irrigation canals were going to be built. It was a crazy, gigantic project. There were going to be shelter belts, like we were talking about, these forest strips to break up the wind. And they were going to create, like, the idea was to sort of recreate this imagined prehistoric state of the land.
Yes, they were going to try to change the topography of this land, which I think is so ambitious and so sort of wonderful. But, of course, the problem is that Stalin had been taken by the ideas of this quack biologist, Trofim Lysenko. And this guy was given carte blanche over Soviet agriculture science. And he had no solid scientific theory on how to properly cultivate forest shelter beds. And he actually understood plant and trees as coexistence in terms of class warfare.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, this is sort of what his whole plan was predicated on. Okay, and here's a little excerpt about what he actually had to say about it. And I will try my Russian accent, although I'm going to apologize in advance. Forest trees are mortally afraid of steppe grasses, particularly couch grass and catchweed. Okay, I'm going to stop doing that. The first detachment of steppe vegetation in the struggle between the steppe and the forest. And then he goes on to say, planting oaks in dense clusters, however, could give them an upper hand in this battle. Wild plants, particularly various species of forest trees, possess the biologically useful property of self-thinning.
At this point, someone would want to interrupt and be like, dude, are we still talking about forests? What are you really getting at?
Oh, no, it gets better. It gets better. He says, dense sprouts of wild plant species, oaks in this case, so regulate their number by means of self-thinning that its individual members cannot interfere or oppress each other, and at the same time, the entire area is occupied by this particular species. Other species, competitors of the given species, are not admitted to this area. And so I love this. And this is according to Malcolm McGrath. He's the author of Stalin and Modernity. He says the fittest oak trees survive and pass their genetic material to their offspring, right?
Mm-hmm.
While the less fit trees do not survive or reproduce. Lysenko's suggestion that oak trees band together and regulate their own growth so as not to oppress or interfere with each other violated this most basic notion of Darwin's theory. Lysenko had a misunderstanding, basically, of genetics and biology, and he couldn't help, really, to anthropomorphize vegetation and imbue it with human traits.
Like, I can't help but imagine him, like, throwing a meeting together at work and doing this thing where, like, the proper trees to be planted will be the ones that do not steal other people's lunch from the refrigerator. And, you know, we're just taking out some of the kind of personal vendetta.
Yeah. And those shrubs. Oh, how they hate those trees, and those trees hate those shrubs. This was kind of a big deal because this was a huge project.
Right.
And in fact, in celebration of the plan, they had symphonies and stories were written, and a painting showed Stalin unfurling maps of his agriculture schemes.
Yeah. But as so often happens with schemes that are so attached to an individual, the individual dies, Stalin ends up dying, and then it kind of falls apart.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Yeah, see, that's the problem of a dictatorship in this, well, in many cases, but particularly here, because there's not a lot of voices that are being heard, a lot of voices of dissent, right? Mm-hmm. There weren't a committee of members brought in to say, hey, let's talk about this plan and how best to execute it. It was basically the brainchild of this one guy who just thought it all had to do with these different socioeconomic classes of plants.
Right. Now, throughout the world, I mean, we continue this struggle with and against nature, obviously continues to play out anywhere there's desertification or climate change taking place. Just in the same areas, the same regions that were affected by the Dust Bowl, I mean, p-
people still make it there. It's still their job and their passion to figure out how best to balance agricultural practices and the natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then in other areas, for instance, there's the Green Wall Sahara Initiative, which called for the planting of 300 million trees on 3 million hectares of land stretching across the African continent. And the whole idea here is, of course, to keep the Sahara from advancing,
mm-hmm.
to keep desertification from taking hold in crucial land areas.
Right.
And then in China, there's likewise this Green Wall project there to prevent the Gobi Desert from expanding. And so that they've been projecting this 2,800 mile stretch that goes from outer Beijing through Inner Mongolia.
And this is, again, a forest belt.
Right, forest belt to serve as that natural wall against mm-hmm. the winds and the desert that it carries.
And this is actually the dust that's carried over is called the Yellow Dragon. And each spring, the dust from those northern deserts is swept up and it just whips eastward, blasting to Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in the Sierra Nevadas in California, they've found evidence of that dust from China, you know, spreading over to the United States and actually changing. They think there's some somewhat definitive results coming back from studies now, actually changing the climate there in the Sierra Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these dust storms, they can pose quite the problem. For human civilization,
right?
And for agricultural practices, especially.
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, this is a life or death matter, right?
Right.
And trying to control it just sort of makes sense. I mean, it's unfortunate that there are ways that we have sort of screwed up the land.
Right.
Man has, and then of course there's obvious weather patterns that we can't do anything about. But as much as we can go in and ameliorate this, the better. And it actually gives me hope for terraforming in the future sometime.
Yeah. If we know what we're doing, when we go into these foreign worlds and mm-hmm. attempt to recreate Earth-like conditions, we'll have a better understanding of what Earth-like conditions actually are.
Right. I think the more manipulation we can, do here on Earth, mm-hmm. Positive manipulation, the better our chances are at understanding other atmospheres and environments and sort of adapting to them.
Yeah, I think so.
We talk about the Dyson Sphere, we talk about all these other sort of what seem like pie in the sky projects in the future, but really, I mean, this is sort of like where the rubber meets the road in terms of trying to carry that out at a different level.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the things that makes the Dust Bowl so fascinating and FDR's and the U.S. government's approach to dealing with it. It,
mm-hmm.
it serves as an interesting model and an interesting example. Well, all right, let's ask the robot to bring us some mail. All right, thank you. Let's see what we have here. We heard from a listener by the name of Ink. No, Cole. Sorry, the email confused me. They're Ink in the email, and then they're Cole at the bottom. Cole points out that HSW, we were talking about saying HSW here at work instead mm-hmm. of How Stuff Works.
Right.
And he says HSW has 5 syllables because the W has 3 syllables. How Stuff Works has 3 syllables total. So just clarifying there, because I think I might have said something about how it has the same number of syllables if you actually speak the abbreviation. But, yeah, you're actually using more syllables. So
HSW, How Stuff Works. I still think that it's still more economic to use the HSW.
HSW, that's 5. How Stuff Works, that's 3. I don't know. You break it down into syllables. HSW is just silly, but
yeah. But I'm not going to draw out the W.
Yeah.
See how fast I'm saying it. W.
Well, okay. All right. I'll let you have that one. Let's see. Who else did we hear from here? We heard from a listener by the name of Carlin. Writes in and says, you failed to, talking about our protest episodes, we mm-hmm. did a couple of them. He said, you failed to mention one of the most successful protest movements of our time, the Tea Party protests. These started across the country after the announcement of Obamacare. They resulted in the election of Scott Brown, the change of control of Congress, and a takeover of the Republican Party. Yeah, so I think that's valid. No matter what you think of the Tea Party, it certainly is a grassroots movement that certainly involved protest. You're making a face at me, though.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
This is not a face. This is just a, hey, that's a piece of mail right there.
All right. So anyway, Carlin brings up a good point. So I thought I
do. Yeah, I agree.
And who else did we hear from here? We heard from listener Sarah. Sarah writes in, and she shared some interesting links with us that we'll have to look at in more detail later. But she also added, during the summers, I either work at summer camps in Colorado or participate in medical camps in Africa. This gives me a lot of travel time to sit and think and brood. It's for this reason that when I'm traveling or just left to my own devices, I like to tune into HSW, because it keeps my self-abusive brain occupied and less likely to ruin my good mood. I'm not sure if that is just masking a deeper societal issue, but it is a good enough reason for me to keep my podcast handy. I'm a big fan of the HSW podcast, and I am happy to blame you guys for my healthy state of mind. Keep up the brilliant work.
Sarah. Ah, I like that. Self-abusive brain. I have to say that I think we all struggle with that sometimes.
Definitely, so. So, to any extent that we can help you guys out and occupy your mind and getting it, get your mind rolling, around some, issues outside yourself, then that's great.
And, occupy your mind. Now that's a protest.
There you go. Occupy your mind. And also it sounds like, Sarah's up to some really good, stuff here, participating in medical camps in Africa and all. So.
Indeed.
Good work. If you would like to share anything with us, you can do so, in a number of ways. There is a Facebook page, of course. We're Stuff to Blow the Mind on there. And if you prefer to use Twitter, we are on Twitter under the handle Blow the Mind.
And if you would like to expand beyond 140 characters, you may do so by sending us an email at blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.